This is Akashvani. The news read by Naresh Mago. Polling is underway for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. An overall voter turnout of 10.22% was recorded till 9 a.m. Voting, which began at 7 in the morning, will end at 6 p.m. Polling is taking place for 26 assembly constituencies spread over 6 districts. Overall, 10.22% voter turnout has been recorded. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. We now go live to our Srinagar correspondent Sunil Kaul. Good morning, Sunil.
Good morning, Naresh.
Sunil, could you please share an update with our listeners on how voting is progressing there?
Yes, Nikhil. As per the available trends issued by the ECI, as on 9 a.m. today, the total voting percentage has been recorded as, for all the 26 assembly constituencies, has been recorded, as you said, it is 10.22%. The highest in the Kashmiri Valley, the highest voting percentage has been recorded in District Gandharbal, which was recorded almost 13%. And in Jammu, it was recorded the highest voting percentage in Poonch District. Yes, Nikhil. I would add here, Naresh, there are serpentine queues being witnessed outside all the polling stations, and the voters are enthusiastically waiting for their turn to exercise their right to vote, Naresh.
Thank you, Sunil, for that update. A high-level delegation of senior diplomats from 15 countries is visiting Kashmir today to witness the ongoing assembly elections. The delegation comprises diplomats from the US, Mexico, Guyana, South Korea, Somalia, Panama, Singapore, Nigeria, Spain, South Africa, Norway, Tanzania, Rwanda, Algeria, and the Philippines. The External Affairs Ministry said most of the embassies are represented by their charge d'affaires and deputy chief of missions, while others are represented by the political officers at minister, councillor and councillor ranks. Campaigning has picked up for the Haryana Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Gohana in Sonipat district today. Through this rally, the BJP will try to woo the voters of 22 assembly constituencies falling in Sonipat, Rohtak and Panipat districts. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the people of Haryana have made up their minds to ensure a landslide victory for the BJP. Voting for 90 members Haryana Assembly will be held on the 5th of October and votes will be counted on October the 8th. Union ministers and various NDA leaders have described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's three-day visit to the US as remarkable and trend-setting. Home Minister Amit Shah said that the visit further fortifies the Modi doctrine of diplomacy, which over the last 10 years has propelled Bharat to the role of a global change-maker, leading through examples in sustainable development. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda said that Prime Minister Modi's US visit has been important and substantial in terms of scale and outcomes. Bihar Chief Minister and JDU leader Nitish Kumar said that the people of Bihar are excited about the announcements made during Mr. Modi's visit and the new opportunities arising from them. He also said that the decisions taken between the two countries will increase investment in cutting-edge technology and open new avenues of development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh paid tributes to Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasised that the concept of Antyodaya, introduced by the great nationalist thinker, will play an invaluable role in achieving the resolution of a developed India. Newly elected President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, dissolved the Parliament of Sri Lanka late last night. A Gazette notification was issued in this regard, along with calling elections on the 14th of November this year. Nominations will be received from the 4th to the 11th of next month. In SAF Under-17 Football Championship, India defeated Maldives 3-0 in the final Group A match at the Chang Limit Thang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan yesterday. And that is the end of this news.